Hi, I'm Joe Muggs, and this is a really special interview for me because it's come off the back of the book that I put together this year, Bass, Mids, Tops, which is a history of sound system culture and its influence on the wider culture of the UK. And during the discussion event that we had at an exhibition at Red Bull, the two guests here started a very interesting conversation between the generations. Before we get into that, can you introduce yourselves?
My name is Jumping Jack Frost.
And my name is Shy One.
Between you, two of my favourite DJs, in any case, in any genre, is extremely talented in the studio too. But one of the stories that came up in the interview, so in the book, each chapter is an interview with people spanning a long period of UK music history. And Jumping Jack Frost comes somewhere in the middle. And Shy One, I think, is the youngest of the interviewees. So in Shy's chapter, she spoke about a very early experience of music, which was?
Literally the earliest record that I ever remembered was Leviticus Burial off of my mum's. She had a mixtape by Chemistry and Storm. I think it's called like Thunder and Joy. Is that someone else?
Thunder and Joy was a big Jungle Night.
Yeah. So my mum was listening to a Thunder and Joy tape, either that or a different one anyway. And that tune was my absolute favorite when it came on. It was released, I believe, in 93. I would have been 3 years old. Wow, but that is the earliest musical memory that I have. And then I later found out that, well, we'll get into the rest. But I also found out the sample, one of the samples in it is my friend's dad, like, you know, basically my uncle as well. So yeah, Leviticus Burial, earliest musical memory and song that I didn't get the track title for, like, didn't ID it properly until much later.
But this was like the perfect illustration of this kind of whole web of influences that goes through underground music. You know, it's in trying to do this book, I was always trying to get as many voices in as possible and show how these kind of webs of connections go across the generations and how, like, you know, it's not just samples that are handed down. It's like, it's the knowledge and it's the understanding of socializing and all these different things. So not only was that track made by Jumping Jack Frost, and not only did it feature your friend's uncle's studio, but Frost, you have other relationships with Shy, which only came up afterwards, I guess. I mean,
yeah, because I'm good friends with her dad. You know what I mean? I've known him. He was one of the people that inspired me when I first started going to the African Center, Soul to Soul and Jazzy B and Trevor. So it's crazy. Like, it just goes round in a circle. Do you know what I mean?
So Shy's dad is Trevor Nelson and Jazzy is your godfather.
Wow, because Jazz,